Grace and peace in the name of Jesus Christ, who is our health, our wealth, our treasure. Amen. I want to talk about the Old Testament reading today and tie in the gospel and the epistle too. We pray as we consider God's word. Lord, always richly bless the teaching, the preaching, the hearing, the receiving of your word, that we would ever receive it with faith. Lead us and guide us. Teach us this day. Remind us, Lord, that you are our treasure. May we cling to you, desire you, and indeed sing and say, "What is the world to me when I have you?" In your name we pray. Amen. Well, Yogi Berra, the late, great New York Yankee player, and was he a manager, Pat, too? He once said, "When you come to a fork in the road, take it." He was kind of known for his funny little saying. When you come to a fork in the road, take it. Well, it's kind of hard to go both ways. Well, every day in life, we come to a fork in the road. We have one of two ways we can live. We really can't live both, although we try. You really can't live in the middle, although we try. There's one of two ways to go, one of two ways to live. There's always two ways in the Bible. There's the way of wickedness, the way of righteousness. Which way are you going to live? The way of the flesh, the way of the Spirit, which way are you going to live? There's the narrow path that leads to life, the wide road that leads to destruction. Which road are you on? The way of good, the way of evil. And from the Old Testament reading, the words of Solomon, I'll tie in. You can live life under the sun, or you can live your life above the sun. Which way are you living your life? Under the sun, vanity, 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 or above the sun, where there's victory, victory, victory? First of all, sadly, most people live their life every day under the sun. It's a phrase that Solomon uses a lot in Ecclesiastes, life under the sun. What does he mean by that? He means where every day I wake up, my entire focus, my mind, my heart, my life, my desires is all on this life, on this earth, under the sun, this world. And it's all about me, my job today, my money, I want more of it, my possessions, I want more of them, my family, my health, my wealth, my life, maybe a little bit of war out there, politics out there, everything about the world, the here and the now. I don't care about God, the future, eternity, heaven, hell. That's all out there. I don't care. It's all about me. The man in the parable in the gospel sums it up well, where notice all the I's and my's in the parable. This is the man living under the sun. He says, "What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops. I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods, and I will say to my soul, so you have ample goods laid up, relax, eat, drink, and be merry. I, my, me, me, me." And that's life under the sun. And hopefully you come to where Solomon is by the Holy Spirit to say it's all vanity. He loves that word vanity. It appears 35 times in the book of Ecclesiastes, and it's just 12 chapters long. Vanity means literally a puff of air. All this money I have, all these possessions, and all the power, all the position that I have, all this that I have, it's all just a puff of air. Meaning it's very temporal. It's here and gone, and Solomon knows his life's about over, and it was here and gone. And also the idea of a puff of air, it offers very little comfort. On a hot, humid day, you're outside, and if the wind kicks up for a second, breeze, comfort, cooling off, and then it's gone. Where's the next breeze at? What happened to the wind out here? It's hot again. And that's money, possessions, popularity, position, all that stuff we want in this world. A puff of air. Oh, it kind of felt good to have all that, now it's all gone. It doesn't really comfort me anymore. I need a stronger wind to hit me because that little puff of air doesn't do it. I need more money, more possession. Solomon also calls it a striving after the wind. I love this illustration. Can you imagine you go out to a park today and you see someone running around and they're grabbing? What are you doing? I'm going to catch the wind. I'm going to harness the wind. And what are you going to say to him or her? You're a fool. You're not going to be able to harness or catch the wind. You're foolish, and it's frustrating because you're never going to do it. And that's how Solomon sees the life under the sun of chasing money and possessions and power and all that. It's just striving after the wind. I'm never going to get it. I'm never going to be happy. It's never going to really fulfill me. You know, Ann and I and Abby went to Texas this past week. First time I have been in Texas, Steve, Melissa, Texas natives. Texas is kind of overrated. Don't be mad at me. First time I've been there, and, you know, I'm going to Texas, this big state, Lone Star State. And what's the one thing I wanted to see in Texas besides my family there? I wanted to see a longhorn cow. I've seen all those regular cows here in Tennessee and in Illinois, Indiana. We have all the regular little cows. I wanted to see the longhorn. And my vision of a longhorn was this thing had about 10 feet of horns. And he was like the super cow that was twice as big, muscular, strong. He breathed smoke out of his nostrils. Mean. I want to see this longhorn. I want to take on this longhorn. And wherever he went, no longhorn, no longhorn, no longhorn, regular cow, regular cow, regular cow. Where's the longhorns? Finally. Abby says as we drove out in the fields a little bit, I thought I saw a longhorn behind the fence over there. And I stopped. Park, walked a quarter of a mile. I got to see a longhorn. And the fence is kind of thick, so I couldn't see. And I get up to the fence. What did I say? He's just a regular cow. 3-foot horns, big deal. He's actually kind of skinny. Not much prime rib and steak on that, Steve. I'm sorry. He's kind of a skinny longhorn. I'd rather have a black Angus, I think. Not a super cow. No smoke from the nostrils. He didn't try to charge me or tell me to get away, a big, strong cow. He just kind of looked at me, turned his backside to me, stuck his head down and ate, and said, kind of get out of here. And I said, you're not all that great either, longhorn. Bye. Life is kind of like that. We get all excited about something. We play it up. It's going to be great. And usually it's not cows, but it's a job. It's having money. It's having a bigger house. It's getting my health back. It's going on a trip. It's this or that or the other thing. Getting the right politician elected. This is all going to be great. This is going to be fabulous if so such happens. And then it happens and not all that great. It's a puff of air. It's vanity, vanity. And I'm not happy at all. May we not live life merely under the sun. May we learn to live life above the sun, the fork in the road. Don't live life merely under the sun, me, 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 this world, but live above the sun, which means faith in the God who made the world. Faith in the one who is above the sun and below the sun for that matter also. Faith in my Lord. Faith in his forgiveness of my sins. Faith that the Lord who created the sun and all the stars, the one who abides above the sky and holds it all in his head, that very Lord became a baby in a manger. And that very Lord hung on a cross for my sins and saved me. That Lord rose from the grave and conquered death. That very Lord is in heaven. He's going to take me above the sun and give me eternal life, the resurrection of my body and glory and peace and paradise above the sun in the new world. What is this world to me when I have a brand new world with God awaiting me? And even now I have it in faith. That's life above the sun. A relationship with Jesus Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ who made the world. What is the world to me when I have the creator of the world right here with me? And he loves me and forgives me and cares for me. That's living. That's joy. That's peace. I know I've conquered death. I've conquered sin. I've conquered all because he's done it for me. Life under the sun, vanity, vanity, a puff of air. Life above the sun is victory, victory, victory. I have Christ. I have it all. Not a puff of air, but peace and paradise forever. And so I suffer. There's still victory. For I have the resurrection of my body in heaven. Though I'm alone, I am victorious, a child of God. He is with me to face all things. Though I am discouraged, I have the courage of God to face all things. The Holy Spirit is with me. I'm victorious. Though I'm persecuted, God is by my side. God has conquered all things. I am victorious, a child of God. Even now, through faith, I sit in the heavenly realms with Christ. I'm above the sun. You know, whenever you go up, and the epistle's fabulous, set your heart on things above, set your mind on things above. Get it off all this stuff. Not that you deny all this stuff, but your mind and heart are with God and what He's doing. Not all the stuff down here. We don't know what we're doing down here. But God knows what He's doing, and that's what counts. And God knows what He's done in His Son Jesus, and that's what counts. He has saved mankind. He's going to take us home to heaven soon. When you go up high, you know, you go up a mountain or a hill, there's peace. It's not so noisy up there. You don't hear all the noise when you're up high. Go up mountains. There's peace, peaceful. And that's life with God. That's coming to church. There's peace. I hear the voice of God, not all the noise out there, but the voice of God saying, I'm yours. I love you and forgive you. And when you go up high, you get a sense of perspective. It's a big, big world. There's lots and lots of people. It's not just about me and my stuff and my life. There's a whole lot of people out there. And I have a mission now. A mission to love the world, to be merciful, to share Jesus Christ. Now I have a purpose besides myself. It's other people and to serve my God. And that's living. When I'm a servant and I care and I love and I'm here for others, not just my greedy self. And then you find yourself kind of happy. And there's deep down joy. But that's the life that God's given you. You know, a hamster will run around its wheel at night. If you've had a hamster, he'll go around his wheel. And I read, you know how far a typical hamster will run on a given night around its wheel? 6 to 8 miles a night. And where's he going? Nowhere. Is that you? The hamster on the wheel, wearing yourself out, going nowhere. I had a hamster, had a few hamsters. And I could always get a hamster off the wheel and to really enjoy himself. What did I do? A nice, crispy, fresh piece of lettuce. And I hung it down before him, and that hamster was off that wheel in a second, munching on that piece of lettuce. Ah, now this is better than that wheel. Our God hands us down something today, and it's not a piece of lettuce. It's the green pasture of His holy word and the green pasture of the body and blood of a crucified, risen Savior. Here, get off the wheel. Eat, drink, be strengthened, have peace, forgiveness, and go forth and live your life with joy. When we were in Texas, we went to the Lyndon B. Johnson Ranch that's there. And I didn't know a whole lot about President Johnson. I knew he took over after President Kennedy was assassinated, but didn't know a whole lot other than civil rights and so forth. But I understand that he really wanted the Great Society, he called it. He wanted the Great Society where we're all equal and we all love each other and there's no war and no pain, equal opportunity, the Great Society, and we all know it's a pie in the sky, it's not going to happen. Well, we have something better here in the church than the Great Society. We have the Grace Society. That's called the church. We're in it. The Grace Society. We're all sinners, but we're all redeemed and saved by the blood of Jesus. We're all baptized children of God. We're all equal. No matter how much money we make, what kind of background we have, what kind of job we have, it doesn't matter here. I'm a sinner, but I'm a saint in Christ. We're all equal. No slave or free. No circumcised or uncircumcised. No Jew or Gentile, man or woman. We're all equal. That's the Grace Society we have now and how we enjoy the love of God and we love each other. But it's going to get better. One day we're going to be in the Glorious Society. Heaven. And that's not pie in the sky. That's the truth. Peace and paradise. Shining like the stars. Shining like the sun. That's all ours in Christ. And dear friends, you don't know how to live until you know how to die. And because we know how to die, we're going to go to heaven and be with the Lord in glory. Then we can live. The pressure's off. I know my future. I'm with God. I'm going to be in glory. I'll live with joy this day while I'm an alien and stranger here. I'll love this world. I'll love all the people, serve the people, tell of Jesus until He takes me home. A fork in the road. Will you live life under the sun, vanity, vanity, or live life above the sun, faith in Christ, victory, victory. Amen. We stand. May the peace of God, which transforms all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We confess.